We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We have a trade, and it is based off of, there's some news that just broke in the last half hour.
Per
so.
Andrew Lopez, the Pelicans say Zion Williamson has been cleared in his return to play. Play progression without any restrictions.
The fact that you have to word it like that tells you how stupid the situation is.
Oh, well, he wasn't done. Recent imaging showed continued improvement of the bone healing in his right fifth metatarsal.
So basically he can have, hopefully he can now have a normal-ish, or not, he's not restricted in his off-season workouts.
He can eat standing up.
Well, he can have full workouts in now,
yes.
Ultimately. So, with that in mind, it was brought up. We talked about it a few. It was like towards the end of the year when New Orleans was coming to visit at the very tail end of the season. I want to say it was the game Ja came back at the end of the year, the one game he played.
I just remember Jalen Rose was the one that kind of lit it on fire.
Yeah, that potentially Zion
it
would want to play
after. It was shortly after the ESPN takeover day.
Okay, and. Jalen Rose intimated that Zion might want out of New Orleans, which is what everyone has been saying. But he added the caveat of don't count out the Grizzlies because of Ja Morant. Like, he might want to go to Memphis. And so with that in mind and this news that Zion is apparently being allowed to do stuff without restrictions finally.
Just in time
for the end of the conference finals. Jeffrey, I believe you have concocted a potential Zion Williamson trade for us to consider for the Grizzlies.
All right, so I'm not certain on the sweeteners that you'd have to do.
Okay.
So maybe we can talk through those a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but this trade works. Steven Adams and Brandon Clark.
Okay.
For Devontae Graham and Zion Williamson. This is making the assumption that Tyus is walking. Devontae Graham would become your backup point guard. I still do not believe the Grizzlies' backup point guard is going to be a rookie, and then that gets you Zion. And then I'm assuming.
But so, and just and Brandon then, Clark, really? Because, like, Adams,
well,
you're essentially trading Adams back to New Orleans, which I don't think is realistic. I don't think they're going to want him back because they've got Jonas.
What if they decide to go Twin Towers?
I don't think they're going to. It didn't work. And remember, it didn't work in New Orleans with Steven Adams.
Yeah, but that was with Stan.
I think, to me, it's probably Clark, Melton, and Dylan Brooks. That's how you're pulling this off. Try that.
All right.
And then assets. Like, that's how much you're going to have to trade for to get try and get Zion.
Who did you say? Clark what?
Clark, Melton, and Dylan Brooks.
Clark, Melton, Dylan Brooks. I don't think money-wise that... Hang on. You screwed me up.
I just think the Steven Adams part, as I thought about it, was like they just traded him away.
All right, Brooks, Clark,
and Melton.
And where did he go? Where'd who go?
And I also think, as you're doing this, you're probably, like I said, you're going to have to add some first-round picks in.
Right. I'm saying one first-round pick in each of the next 3 years, and then you include the Golden State pick.
So that would mean these three players, plus maybe the 22 pick this year.
All right, that works.
Yeah, the Grizzlies pick in 23, and then that Warriors pick in 24.
Correct.
So three, essentially,
three first, Devontae Graham and Zion Williamson.
Three first, two of which are almost, if things go how they should reasonably go in this scenario, two of those first-round picks are going to be either the 22nd pick and then something in the 20s as well next year. Because the Grizzlies, if they pull off this trade, should be really good with Zion on this roster, in addition to Ja, Jaren, Desmond Bane, and now Zion.
What is the average score of these games going to be?
Well, here's the problem. Like, I think, one, New Orleans probably doesn't do this without Bane being involved, is one part. The Grizzlies will try to do it with Dylan and DeAnthony and guys like that. but I think New Orleans would counter.
I think the only way you could do it, you're going to have to give up one of Desmond or Jaren.
Yeah, and I think you don't, in this scenario,
the only way it works,
the only way it really works schematically is if Jaren is still on the team. You have a front court of Zion and Jaren.
Correct.
But I think if you're the Grizzlies, you know, losing Bain would be a, you know, as I've said previously, I think, oh, you know, if you play this out over the next 500 NBA games, so like over the next five seasons, essentially, or the next 400 games, it feels like Desmond Bain's early track record is that you're going to get like 350 games out of him out of that 400. And is 350 games of Desmond Bain worth more than, say, 200 to 250 games of Zion, which is what, you know, like ultimately, like, do you really think he's going to be durable over the next 400 games? I would suggest his highs are going to be higher than Desmond Bain, but he's going to miss more time than Desmond Bain. And you have to weigh, like, what would be more valuable in the long run. And I would tend to veer towards Bain at the same time. Like, if you want to talk, as you mentioned earlier in the show, if we're talking about the Grizzlies in terms of, you know, the rest of the league, you know, if you add Zion to the mix, even without Bain, that is, you know, if that works with Zion and Jaren, like, that is a front court unlike anything you've ever seen in the NBA.
And I guess the question for me, though, is that the way to do it now?
Yeah.
Because the more and more we get into the playoffs, the more and more this is just becoming a jump shooting contest.
Yeah. The question becomes, can you do it without giving up Bain? I don't know.
I'm guessing probably not.
I'm guessing probably not, too. I'm guessing, one, New Orleans doesn't want to trade him yet.
No, I think New Orleans is actually kind of committed to, we're going to try to make this thing work.
Yeah. And especially because it looked better at the end of the year. Once they got McCollum, it looked a lot, but the whole thing looked a lot better.
It did, and then, like, once they got adjusted.
Yeah. So, all right, well, this one's going to be a big fat veto. I don't think they're going to pull off a Zion Williamson trade this offseason.
It does just make you realize, the more and more you game theory this, like, we're probably headed towards a fairly quiet offseason.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.